Democrats nominate Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker. By Sean Moran on November 18, 2020. House Democrats nominated Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to serve another term as Speaker, likely making her the next leader of Congress's lower chamber. The California Democrat has been the leader of her caucus for the last two decades. House Democrat Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, said, "Nancy Pelosi is a legendary speaker. One of the best who's ever done it, ever, in the history of the Republic. She certainly has my strong support." Jeffries added, "Whatever happens in the future is going to happen. During the Trump era, we've just been all trying to get to tomorrow. Now, we're trying to get to January 20th, and it will be a new day in America." The news follows as House Democrats have managed to lose a net 8 seats during the 2020 congressional elections, resulting in a dwindled majority for Pelosi, assuming she is re-elected. The slimmer majority will make it more difficult to pass legislation on partisan lines, and make it more likely that swing district Democrats could break and vote with Republicans on controversial bills. Congresswoman-elect Yvette Harrell, RNM, who unseated Representative Xochitl Torres-Small, DNM, in New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District, told Breitbart News tonight host Matthew Boyle that Pelosi's majority is in shambles. She charged that Democrats' slimmer majority would give Republicans more leverage in the next congressional term. "The majority for Speaker Pelosi has really gotten in shambles here, and it's going to be a lot more difficult for her to be able to hold on to her people, and I'm just excited to be a part of that," Harrell said. "It's a beautiful thing because you're right, she's, Pelosi, going to have such a slim margin, and I know that her members are very angry right now. They all felt that they were going to be protected, they were going to increase their numbers. It completely backfired. And here's what I believe," she added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.